super star.
It's fuzzy.
What's fuzzy?
The song?
Because of the stereo.
Probably.
This is because of the quality.
Yeah.
Camp Rock just sucks.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like in the show.
Okay, get your ready.
Oh, we're not video podcasting.
I know.
No! You didn't get to the best part. No!
Okay.
No, that's a good spot.
There you go.
See, they're getting to the a cappella part now. Where it was just drums, too.
Oh, is that the part you wanted to hear?
No. I wanted that part.
Which part?
We got the music. Hey, welcome to Catanelic Podcast, number 24, July 19,
2008.
64, 9, 5, 8. No, I'm Phil. I'm Phil.
Okay.
No, I'm Phil. I'm Batman.
No, I'm Spartacus.
I am Batman. Bruce just let him go and do that? Alfred? What's wrong with him? He's been hero, not the hero. Yeah, he's not being a hero. That's right, Alfred. Give this to Bruce. What? I'll give it to him with waffles and orange juice. What's that, Alfred? Nothing, sir. Just get in your Lamborghini.
And
pick yourself up when you fall. Pick up, so. No.
Never.
Got the guy in the Madagascar, and he's doing the news. And so he's going to take the bat pod, sir. No.
The Lamborghini then.
No.
The Lamborghini.
No.
The Lamborghini.
No. No. Welcome to Catanelic podcast. Number 24. That's Chris over there. That's Derek over there. This is Phil over here. Okay, let's get started.
What was that opening song, Phil?
That you insisted on using? That opening song was We Rock from Camp Rock. It's a pretty not good Disney TV movie in the same vein as High School Musical 1, High School Musical 2, and upcoming High School Musical 3, graduation day or senior year, whatever they're calling it. And you can go to Disney World or Land, and if you see Nick Lachey there, you say, I want to be on your reality show where it's like,
what?
Like Canadian Idol, where you sing and you get a part in High School Musical 3, graduation day, and or senior year. From. And that's it. Camp Rock. This We Rock. We rock on. I can't podcast by myself. Say something.
What do you mean? You did that whole 1 hour one by yourself.
Wait, which one?
Remember the last podcast, number two?
Oh, okay, that was 6 minutes. Okay, how long have we been going? Okay, I got one more minute by myself then. Okay. Half
but
a minute.
But see, we're talking in between, so.
So now you need, like, 3 minutes.
No. I did my own now. You guys have to do your own.
I did my own too.
When?
Sorry.
When? Oh, the one I screwed up? I was in there.
Oh, yeah, never mind. I wasn't by myself. Okay.
Welcome to Hong Kong, Mr. Fox. Welcome to Hong Kong. Please leave your cell phone. Yes. Ha ha.
I'm sorry. Morgan Freeman.
I saw Morgan Freeman and Michael Caine on The View.
Cool.
And just like those, the prejudice coming back, they didn't really talk to Morgan Freeman that much.
Oh.
They kept talking to Michael Caine. Oh, Michael Caine, you're Oscar. You're so funny.
Michael Caine won an Oscar?
Yeah. For,
Alfie?
I don't know.
Something.
Miss Congenial.
And he has, like, a CD called Caine or something.
That's good.
And on the cover, he's wearing these big glasses and he looks like Austin Powers.
Maybe that's why they chose him.
Well, he said the picture was taken in the 60s.
Oh, sweet. Morgan Freeman's awesome.
Yep. My favorite movie role was probably Street Smart, whatever that movie was.
What about Shawshank, Morgan?
Shawshank Redemption was a good movie.
My friend Andy.
What?
My friend Andy. Andy Dufresne. My friend Andy.
Now I carve my name in the wood and hang myself.
He didn't hang himself. That's the other guy.
Oh. I'll watch the other guy hang himself in premiere of the movie, Shawshank Redemption.
$1 Million Baby.
He was in that?
Yeah.
I never saw that.
Oh.
Was that the Clint Eastwood directed movie?
Yeah, and Clint was in it too.
Oh. Was he the $1 Million Baby?
No.
Who's the $1 Million Baby?
Hilary Swank.
She's not a baby.
Yeah. So, topic list.
Topic list. Okay, we kind of started a topic list. Dark Knight.
Should we go in order from the movies that we saw?
Oh, yeah.
We saw Dark Knight yesterday, but we'll get to the others. This is the summer of the blockbuster films.
So many movies.
Yeah, there are a lot of movies this year. So what did we see? Movies.
Wally,
Hellboy 2,
and Batman.
Batman. Well, like all the movies we saw this year.
The Hulk.
Hulk, Iron Man, Indiana Jones. I saw Wanted, and there was so many other big movies.
Forbidden Kingdom
was this year. Okay, that's it. But that's a lot already.
Like, it's more than I usually watch.
Like, yeah. Like, what was last year?
What was last year?
Nothing.
Something.
It was Pirates, wasn't it?
Dude, Sparta. Oh, yeah, Pirates. This is Sparta.
And the good movie, the one with Quentin Tarantino.
Grindhouse.
Oh, yeah. Grindhouse. Was Ninja Turtles last year too?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Spider-Man. Was it Spider-Man?
I think Spider-Man and X-Men were 2006.
Oh. I thought X-Men came first and then Spider-Man.
I don't know. But I remember I got the X-Men DVD for Christmas, like, last year or something.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay, maybe X-Men was last year. And Spider-Man.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever.
Alright, so we reviewed some of those movies before. Okay, first movie we saw after Indiana Jones. Was Wall-E.
Ta-da!
Eva!
Wall-E!
Eva!
The fine dance. The fine pizza.
Wally sounds like the Joker too.
Yeah,
just go free.
Yes, what'd you think of Wally?
I liked Wally.
It was really good.
Yeah, Wally was so really good. Wally could be better than The Dark Knight.
Oh, but was it the
who
best?
Deserves an Oscar from
I
Wally?
Was talking.
Okay, what?
Was it the best Pixar movie you've seen?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I still like Toy Story a lot better.
Yeah. I haven't seen Toy Story in a long time. Toy Story 2 is pretty good too.
Really? You like Toy Story 2?
Yeah. I saw that twice with Mark.
Source?
All right, I tell the story every time. Mark Pido. we saw it twice, and we sat in first row each time. I think the second time I went, actually, I didn't go with Mark. I was with my dad and my sister. And then you and Mark were there in the first row. And I saw you guys. So I'm like, oh, hey. So I don't know what's up with Mark seeing that movie in the first row.
He loves it. Loves the first
it's got to be right up close. So good. Yeah, and the other ones I saw was Bug's Life, which was okay.
That one wasn't
good. Like Monsters, Inc. was okay. I don't really like Billy Crystal.
What about John Goodman?
Okay, John Goodman's okay. And
Finding Nemo.
Oh, Finding Nemo's good.
Yeah,
I like that one. Incredibles is good.
Yeah.
I never saw Cars.
Nobody saw Cars.
Nobody saw Cars.
Because nobody wanted to see Talking Cars.
Anyway.
Ratatouille was
I never saw Ratatouille.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good.
So, yeah, Wally's good.
But I thought they'd stay away from humans.
Yeah.
That's why I was like really confused with that one.
But wasn't it still like about a rat?
Yeah, but like they had...
Mostly it was like half kind of...
Yeah.
About a human, half about a rat.
Well, Toy Story has people.
But it was more focused on toys.
I've been at me.
You got a friend in me.
That song was good. So what's your least favorite Pixar film that you've seen
of Buzz Life? That's because I don't really remember that one.
Yeah, me too. I remember the fat caterpillar.
Toy Story 2.
Yeah. I didn't think it was that
bad. It's
okay.
The best part in Toy Story 2 is when they're like, there's the fat guy who ate the Cheetos and he's sleeping. And then, I forget who it was.
Either Woody or.
No. Oh. I don't know. Was it Newman?
I know. Newman was the
voice
collector
the fat guy.
Yeah.
Maybe. He was like the toy collector.
Yeah.
And then they're walking on his chest and he's like, he lets out a belch and it's just like, ah!
That's funny. Maybe you won't like that as much now.
And the part when he says to Buzz Lightyear, "I'm your father," that guy. For some reason, that was really cool because Star Wars was super awesome back then.
Back then.
Well, it's still awesome, but it's not super awesome.
Because of the new ones.
I think some of the new ones were out at that time.
Oh, really?
At least the first one.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That was a long time ago, actually.
Yeah.
Someone should do a mashup of that and the theme song from Final Fantasy VIII.
Yeah.
How's that one go? Yeah.
Remember that crappy Phantom Menace game you had for the PC?
That was okay.
That was bad.
I lent that to Jason.
Oh, that was
right
the
back.
Best game ever.
Okay.
And then you go to see Anakin, but then you kill all the innocent people. It's like, you kill all the innocents. I'm not going to help you, so
that's
then you
true.
Kill him.
That's true. That was good.
Can you? Could you pod race in that game?
I don't think
no,
so.
No. You only did like side quests.
But see, that game was cool because I got like God mode, and I put the code so that whenever you deflect the laser bolt, it goes exactly back where it came from. So I just run through levels. Pew, 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 pew. And I win.
And then, kill Darth Maul with force push.
Yeah.
Which is against the whole you push, push, yeah. push. He just keeps falling down and then eventually he falls inside.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Okay, yeah, that was alright.
Good
yeah.
game. But not as good as Pod Racer on 64.
Or Jedi Knight.
Or Jedi Power Battle. Or Jedi Power Battle.
Or Star Wars Masters of the Terror Classic.
Which is that?
The fighting game
for
PlayStation 1.
So bad.
Okay, what I don't get in that game is why Boba Fett has a homing missile.
Silence. Yeah.
Silence. That's what we wondered.
We were thinking about that.
Because it's a fighting game and you're so close to each other. Why do you need a homing missile?
I don't know. Oh well. So Wally. What was after Wally? Hellboy.
You know what I found out from Wally?
What?
Well, the person who did the voice for Eve?
Yeah.
Apparently she's like some low-end person at Pixar, and they just asked her to do like a couple voices like even before they considered doing like like the actual animation.
Oh, wow.
So she just said all that like five
Wally.
Lines.
Well, she did good. Good job, low-end person.
Probably fired now.
No, but she did something for the Cars, too.
Oh.
She was like an engine. Best animated picture, Oscar?
No. Best animated movie this year was B Was B movie this year?
I think so. No, B it was movie. Last year.
It's your study well, yet.
Yeah, it was this year, considering when the Oscars are.
Yeah, it's true.
Fiscal year, whatever you call it.
Oscar year.
Sometimes they have like nothing in that category. Remember one year it was like Monster House?
Oh yeah.
Like Madagascar.
That's too. Why they don't like to have the animated thing. They always bring it back and take it away.
Yeah. It's whenever Pixar puts out a movie, then they bring it back.
Oh, good. That's why they do it once a year now. Intellectual.
Yeah.
It has to be a smart movie.
Yep.
Can't be like
Chihuahua.
Digimon the movie in theaters, select cities.
Digimon.
Digital monsters. Digimon. Other movies after digitals. Wall-E was
Hellboy
2.
We saw that like Golden 3 days Army. After Wall-E.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, 2 days actually.
Oh, that was intense. I had to go to the washroom.
Alright. Okay, since you're gone, I'll talk about Wanted.
Okay.
I saw Wanted before Wall-E. And that was okay.
Wanted.
There's gonna be new Bon Jovi songs on
Rock
Band 2.
That's not be as good.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Rock Band 2 is on the list.
Okay.
I just put it there because Derek released the song list. Anyway, Wanted was okay. I saw it because it's based on a graphic novel that I really like called Wanted.
I thought it was called The Fraternity or whatever.
No, it's called Wanted.
Oh.
By Mark Millar and J.G. Jones.
Do they watch their movies?
Okay, here's the thing.
L. Ron Hubbard or whatever his name is.
Alan Moore?
Yeah.
Yeah, they watch them.
Okay.
They have something to do with it, like they're consultants and stuff.
Oh.
But then here's the thing about Wanted. It's based on a graphic novel, but really loosely based. So it's extremely different. They change the story.
Ooh. Oh, you can do that.
Most of the characters from the comic don't even exist in the movie. Because it's about, like, here's the story of the comics. In 1986, the supervillains decided that they're always losing because they work separately. So they decided to take every supervillain in the world, forms like a big fraternity, and then they kill all the superheroes. And then they take over the world, and they're sort of like the secret society. They can kill anybody they want, and the police can't do anything. The guy even goes into a police station, just shoots all the cops, and he can rape anyone, he can steal, and you know, whatever they want. And as long as they flash their badge and say, I'm in the fraternity, and then it's okay. But in this movie, they're a fraternity of assassins, a secret society.
Oh.
And if they do something bad, sure, the cops can go after them. And it's really different. They have this stupid, like, they choose their... The way they choose the person they kill is they have this loom of fate. So they own a textile factory where they're, like, weaving a loom. And then they read it, they're like, okay, Morgan Freeman's if the thread goes underneath this, then it's a 0. If it goes over, then it's a 1. And it's binary code, and then we find the letters with the binary code, and it spells out a name. And so they find that person and kill him. And it's not... Yeah. It's just a flashy action movie. That's all it is.
Would it have a possible opening for a sequel?
No, because everybody except the main guy dies at the end.
Wow.
Spoilers.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I asked the question.
But okay, this is a stupid thing. Everybody except him dies at the end, but they're planning a second movie. There's no comic book to base it off of because even in the comics everybody died. And there's no one left in the movie, so what do they do?
Prequel.
Prequel. Yeah. So that'll be pretty bad.
All right.
Well, curve the bullet, Derek.
Curve the bullet.
But the action scenes were okay.
Oh, yeah, they're good. They had kind of like a Matrix. You know, like, remember the lobby scene in the Matrix? I was like, oh, that's so cool. He grabbed the guns from the guys and shoots them behind. Blah, blah, blah. They had something like that where he jumps into the textile factory where all the guys are. He shoots them. He shoots his rounds when he's out of his guns. Like, when he shoots a guy, they kind of fall back and they let go of their guns. So he grabs the gun in midair and then he starts shooting their other people. He grabs these guns from all over the place. So it's kind of cool. Then the last scene when everybody dies, Angelina Jolie, like, curves the bullet. They're all standing in a circle. So she, like, she whips the bullet around and it goes through everybody's head in the circle. It's like, watch out, Angelina. She stands there. She dies. That's pretty cool. Interesting movie.
Was it better than the next movie that we saw?
Hellboy 2.
Hellboy 2. Wow.
Golden Army.
Curse of the Golden Compass Army.
Chris didn't like it.
I hated it.
Chris hated it.
It was bad.
I can see how it was bad, because it kind of, like, the story was kind of weird.
Bad.
No, see, if they did the story in the comic books, it would be okay.
But, like, not even the characters are based on the comic books. Like, how they act and stuff.
Not the villains, because it's an original story for this, but, like, Hellboy and Abe Sapien and stuff, they're pretty close.
But Abe Sapien is more badass in the comics.
Yeah. And he doesn't have a big role in the comics either.
Yeah.
It's mostly always about Hellboy.
And Hellboy never dated Pyro Girl, whatever her name is.
Yeah. But at the same time, she has problems with her firepower.
Such a bad movie.
I like it because of Hellboy. I think he's a cool character.
See, I don't like my monsters finding love and being people finding like acceptance in the world. Like, I want them to be monsters and...
Monsters.
Yeah, just be monsters.
So what did you think of the first movie?
I never saw the first movie.
Oh, you never saw
the only reason I saw it is because of Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh.
And that's the only reason. I'm not going to watch the third one if they will come out with it.
They might not do a third one.
Really? But they're going to do Hellboy does something really bad to the world.
I don't know. Well, they like in the comics, they've been talking about that for so long, like since the first
issue. This is the movie. This isn't the comics. The movie's supposed to be like, we can do it on our own. Like Golden Compass movie.
Like in the comic books, he's everybody knows he's supposed to bring the end of the world, but it just never happens.
That's when the thing ends.
Yeah. I think they kind of ended the series because the original creator's not really working on it now. Derek has no opinion on
Golden
Compass. I was about to say Golden Compass. What'd you think of the Golden Compass? Yeah, you saw that recently, right?
What, Golden Compass?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I thought there was too much talking for what I thought it was going to be. I thought there was going to be more action stuff, but then it just turned out to be lots of talking.
It is more talking.
Yeah, well, I thought I was going to see
them. If they ever do, like, the second book and the third book, there will be more, like, crazy, weird fantasy stuff. Because that first book is more like she's just running around trying to find her friend.
Oh.
And then the second book, she starts jumping between worlds and looking for her dad and bears.
Daniel Craig?
And the witches do stuff. And then the third book, they go to the land of the dead and there's a big war and stuff.
So what do you think of Hellboy 2, Derek?
I don't know, it was alright.
Derek's like the big story guy, because he knows how to write. So what did you think?
Phil, you don't know how to write?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
You know how to sing it, but can you write it?
Only if it's a song.
Phil only writes in music notes.
F-A-C.
My alphabet goes from A to F. Or A to G.
And then back again.
Well, you have sharps and
flats. I got sharps and flats. Your alphabet doesn't have those.
So what did you think of Hellboy 2 and the search for the Golden Compass?
Yeah, I mean, it was okay. I didn't think it was bad, but I don't know.
I kept tossing and turning on my stage. So
yeah, I saw. The Golden Army seemed kind of crappy.
Yeah,
that was underplayed.
Like, all the action scenes were so bad.
Yeah.
And then, like, especially when the prince guy fought Hellboy, it seemed like he was doing all, like, the flashy stuff, and Hellboy was just going, like, left, right, left,
punch,
right.
Punch, I'm going to hang on this gear and, like, rotate.
Where did he go? I'm going to stare in this one spot for a long time, let him creep up behind me. And Hellboy, I'm gonna let him know I'm behind him before I do something. Hey, ugly, over here. Okay, turn around so I can punch your face. Oh, you blocked it. Yeah. How'd you do that?
Like, the only good thing about Hellboy 2 was that monster dude from when they went inside the dungeon.
The Angel of Death?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
cool. She looked really cool.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That was Doug Jones, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He played three characters in that movie. Abe, the angel, and something else I don't remember.
He needed Niles.
Yeah.
Niles would have made it awesome.
Niles singing Barry Manilow.
Exactly.
That scene was so bad.
That was a good scene. I like that. That was good.
See, that's another thing.
My body is
monsters
a temple.
Are trying to be like human. It's like, no.
Monsters.
Okay, you know the monster I hated in that movie? That life force tree thingy?
Oh, yeah, that was...
Like, that was pointless.
And like, okay,
it's just a jumping bean.
They made it seem like he was going to kill her and it was going to be so bad, and then they kill it.
Yeah.
And then they make it like seem like, oh, wow, so it must have been worth it because all these plants came.
But see, like, they kind of played it up as if it was such an important thing.
And then
it dies, and, like, what was the point?
Yeah, one headshot.
Why did they need that monster? What are they trying to say? Because the prince came and said, oh, if you kill it, you're something, something, something. And then, I don't know if I should kill it. Kill it, Hellboy! Kill it!
Kill it, Hellboy!
Well, let's talk about that stupid German guy.
Johann Krauss.
Was he in the comic?
He is. Here's the thing. They tried... Everyone except Hellboy is, like, a really minor secondary character in the books. So when they make them these major characters in the movie, it doesn't work too well.
Yeah, that was really bad.
He sucked.
But I didn't... Because they made him kind of goofy. Especially with that voice.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh yeah, I'm excited for Johann Krauss. He's a kind of cool character in the books because he doesn't really say much. Then he comes out and is like, hello everybody, I am Johann Krauss. Oh great, why'd you get Seth MacFarlane? I was like half expecting Peter Griffin to pop out.
Wouldn't be surprised.
They actually had some kind of German-Russian guy doing the voice, I read, and then Guillermo del Toro wasn't happy with it, so he got Seth MacFarlane instead.
Oh, that's so much better.
Yeah, that's a... That was a weird choice for a... I mean, he's a good voice actor, but he didn't fit that character. That's Hellboy 2.
That was really bad.
At least see it if it's on TV.
How many G's?
For Hellboy 2?
Yeah.
I'll give it a 3.
1.
Yeah, 2.5.
It was two. Okay, there's another bad thing about it. The previews and the trailers lasted so long.
Oh, yeah. I know.
So damn long.
It's like, okay, over. Here's a new trailer.
And the trailers were all bad, too.
Yeah, what was that? Death Race and.
And that stupid. Another spoof movie.
Oh, that was disaster film. Oh, yeah. Disaster movie.
That was really bad.
Like, why are they. Okay. They're spoofing movies that came out this year.
Don't mess
that didn't even mind. Come out yet.
I know. Is that your foot? That's my baby's foot. The city needs a hero. I am Iron Man. Those movies look like fan films.
Yeah.
Like, we make movies like that. It's just that they have a bigger budget to use nicer cameras. That's all it is. Don't watch those. A lot of those spoof movies were done... Do you remember the movie Airplane?
No.
From the 70s. That's like...
Yeah. I remember that one.
It had Leslie Nielsen, and it was done by this... I forget the director's name. He also did Basketball. But he always does these kinds of movies, and he had something to do with Scary Movie, and he started all these spoof things. And I think he still has something to do with all the spoof movies that have been coming out since
really?
Then.
Oh.
Like, his name is probably attached to Scary Movie 1 to 3, and superhero film, and Not Another Teen Movie, Date Movie, and...
How about that? I Know What You Did the Friday of last year.
I think so,
something,
yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Those are so bad.
Why do people watch those?
I don't know. They're probably like me with Dragon Ball. They're curious.
But, okay, Dragon Ball, okay, I understand the curiosity, but
yeah,
those
Dragon
ones,
Ball.
It's like...
You kind of know what to
you
expect.
You know what you're going to see because of all the scary movies.
And you know, if you watch the trailer, you get the gist of it, and those are all like the decent jokes. They're not even that good.
Those ones are so bad. They're like terrible.
Because, okay, it's a spoof movie, so their jokes are supposed to be pretty much what you've already seen in the original movie. And so they throw all that in to show that they're a spoof movie, so you don't need to see the actual movie. You shouldn't even see the trailer.
And the humor is like toilet humor.
Yeah, it's that like stoner 16-year-old... Just now discovering funny stuff. Humor.
That's not the kind of humor the can represent. Yeah.
See, we grew up laughing at things like Family Matters and Full House. The good jokes.
And Roseanne.
Like, oh no, Uncle Jesse, you got ice cream in your hair.
Oh, Mercer.
That's funny. We don't need you to spoof the Zohan to laugh. So, please, if you're probably not listening to us, but no more.
What about The Spirit?
Oh, that trailer for The Spirit?
What's The Spirit?
Yeah, that Frank Miller one?
Oh.
I might see that.
That seems so... Like, I'm tired of, like... You know, for, what's it called?
Sin City.
Remember that one where it was the one about the prostitutes or whatever?
And they were, like, fighting? Yeah, like, the ninja girls and
stuff?
Yeah,
and then the guy's talking, like, oh, she's my Valkyrie. Oh, yeah. That seemed, like, so excessive. And then you hear this one, it's like, the city moans for me. Because I live for it. It's like...
Oh, it's all Frank Miller. That's what he likes to do.
So... too much.
Like, people really like his Batman story of Dark Knight Returns, and people are like, oh yeah, turn that into a movie, because that's a really good thing. But all of that book is also like, I'm Batman, I'm running over the tops of the city, this is my city, Joker's out again, oh no.
He puts a lot of, what's the
inner dialogue. Yeah. That's what he likes to do, because he likes his noir, film noir. He likes detective stuff.
It seems too much. Yeah, that was, because like, even that trailer, just like, wow, that's really excessive. Like, I would have been just happy if, like, seeing him just, like, run and jump and...
The Spirit.
Yeah. That style with, like, one color shows up.
Yeah.
That's all he knows, because he got into filmmaking with Sin City. And now he
but
wants
he didn't
to
even direct that one, did he?
He co-directed.
Oh.
And...
What happened? Where did Rodriguez go?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's doing, stuff.
Planet Terror 2.
He's doing, he's doing another comic book thing called Red Sonja. And she's like
Red Steel.
I don't know. She wears like this metal bikini thing. She has a sword and she's got red hair.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's what it is. It'll probably be black and white and only her red hair will show up.
What about her bikini?
Well, it's kind of grayish already, so that's Spirit. My city screams. I hear my city screaming. My mother screams in my city. Spirit, I'm the spirit. Look at my red tie.
It looked cool, but I'm just tired of all that dialogue.
Yeah. Well, you never know. I mean, might turn out different. That's just a trailer. Like, they showed the Watchmen trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Before Dark Knight. That looks really cool, but I'm expecting it to be totally different.
You know, like, I actually, that one looked really cool because it didn't look like it was just filmed in a small studio. Yeah, like, you look at, like, Sin City and, like, 300, can tell that they're all, like, small area. And it's just...
Because they don't really interact with their background.
Yeah.
You can obviously tell that they're just walking on a straight path and, like, the background's moving behind them. But, yeah, they actually did build lots of sets for Watchmen.
Oh, really?
They had to recreate.
Yeah, me and Derek thought it was, like, Ant-Man at first.
Yeah, we're like, Ant-Man!
Yeah, I heard you guys, like, laughing on the other end. You were like... I thought you were laughing because the Night Owl guy looked like Batman. I heard you saying, I guess you're saying Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying Batman, because he had the cape and the ears and stuff.
I thought that was Ant-Man. Especially the first scene where he goes into that thing. We thought, now he's going to turn small.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for that. I think I got more excited for that because I watched the trailer earlier in the day before we saw Dark Knight, and I got so excited. And then that kind of overshadowed Dark
Knight. What about the awesome Harry Potter trailer?
It's like 10 seconds long.
And you hear someone say something and then that's...
And it's like Harry Potter in 3D. Select scenes in 3D. Yeah, that was weird. But yeah, I look forward to Watchmen. Ooh. Awesome stuff. At the very least, it's going to look amazing.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah.
The song from Batman Forever.
And the world will look up and shout, save me. And I'll say no. Watchmen.com. That was a cool trailer. Dr. Manhattan.
Okay.
Naked.
What movie did we see next?
We saw The Dark Knight. Do, 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 do. Or the new theme song. Yeah. Dun. 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 Or every time the Joker shows up. For like 5 minutes.
Oh, hello, beautiful. Oh, you really are beautiful. Oh, you know how to get
my scars. Licking my scars inside my mouth.
Okay, what'd you think of The Dark Knight?
Awesome.
Really good.
Awesome.
You know,
best movie of the year.
That was probably one of the first superhero movie heroes like in a long time where I cared more about the story than I did about the action scenes.
Yeah.
Because like there was very little action scenes and.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really cared for the story for Harvey Dent. That was
that.
Really, that was.
Everybody
really
praises Joker, and we love Harvey Dent.
I love Joker too.
Okay, and Joker is really good, but I really like the Harvey Dent stuff a lot more. Because more of it was about Harvey Dent. Joker was just kind of there to push things along. Then Harvey has to fix it. No!
Spoilers!
No! No!
Why did you go for me? No!
Go for me, Joker!
It's okay.
You tell your kid it'll be okay. Go on, lie to your kid. No, please, Harvey, stop it. Harvey, no.
Run and shoot him, Harvey. Hey, the voice is still fun.
Yeah.
Especially right from the beginning where he talks to the other Batman, just says, like, don't, like, stay away. All I hear was,
I completely forgot about that voice, so it was pretty surprising to hear it again.
Christian Bale does not do a good Batman
voice. Voice. Everything else was good, though.
Yeah.
That's like the only bad thing in that movie, his voice.
Like, it's okay if he talks like 2-3 words, but if he like says like something meaningful, then it's just like.
He's just a dog barking.
Exactly.
And he has the minor lisp too, which is kind of weird. He's got a couple of lips that. Like his lips get all pouty and stuff.
Oh, but the ladies love it.
Yeah. Okay, what'd you think? Okay, how's the Joker thing? Oscar worthy performance, Derek?
I don't know if there was enough of him. I wanted to see a little more. Like, sometimes he's like gone for like a long time.
Yeah.
But that's the whole thing, like, everyone seems so balanced in the story that.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, you know, it's called Batman, but really,
even
there's
like,
more stuff involved.
There wasn't that much Batman stuff,
yeah.
I noticed. And, well, like, I noticed after, while watching it, it doesn't seem to make any difference. Because everything else is good.
Morgan Freeman got more time in this one, did he?
Yeah,
a little bit, yeah.
He was like, he seemed actually more involved in the plot than just making stuff.
And I don't, in the first movie, did he know that he was Batman?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, I think he was like...
No, but, like, he didn't make the suit. He kind of gave him, like, the base of the suit, and then he modified it to be the Batman.
There was a point where they were talking like smartly, but like, and they're like, it's like,
yeah,
I know you know, but I'm not telling you.
Yeah, because I remember like in the first movie, they're at the party scene when he had to give him the antidote for that thing. He's like, oh, I don't know. They said something that made it seem like he might have known, but I wasn't sure. And then suddenly in this one, he's like, yeah, what do you got new for me, man? And it did seem kind of weird, like. That the guy brought up, oh, you don't notice your own little vehicle up there with the Batman all the time.
Well, that's the thing about Morgan Freeman. He's God, so he doesn't have to say anything.
He's a good enough actor to not like lead you on like that.
Yes.
Awesome. Michael Caine. Okay, we already did our Michael Caine thing.
That's true.
I didn't think the Joker was Oscar worthy. I don't know why everyone says that.
Just because he died.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, but then everyone's like, no, man, it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
It's not brilliant.
I mean, the way he really immersed himself in the role, how I would know, I don't know.
I mean, it was really good.
Yeah. But, like, I don't get everyone saying it's brilliant and, oh, this is the Joker. He is the Joker. As if everybody knows the Joker so well. And before, oh, Jack Nicholson is the Joker, man. Jack Nicholson's so great. Oh, now Jack Nicholson is nothing. Heath Ledger. R.I.P. Heath.
I barely noticed he had green hair in that one. Because of all the lighting.
Yeah, that's true.
And like, promotional pictures, he's got green hair.
Yeah.
But then here, it's, like, brown.
Like, green tints in it, sometimes.
You know that remember the gangster Gamble?
Yeah.
That's the guy who played Spawn. Michael J. White.
Really?
Yeah. I found that out.
Awesome.
That was cool.
So, who's the better Rachel?
I don't know.
They're both kind of like
it's kind of nice not to see Katie Holmes, but then Maggie Gyllenhaal wasn't that great. She's just,
There wasn't enough time for me to notice any differences.
Yeah, I mean, like,
yeah.
Both of them, she didn't do too much, I guess.
But she had more story in the first one.
That's true.
But Katie and she got to use the taser.
Yeah.
Let's get her.
Rachel, take these pictures of the mobsters. That was in the first one.
How about Gary Oldman?
Gary Oldman's always good.
Always.
I still think William H. Macy would have been a better Commissioner Gordon. He has a better mustache.
But Gary Oldman is slightly more badass. Slightly.
We got you now, scumbag. All that's in his pockets are knives and lint.
That's a good line.
Yep.
We sat at the end of the credits waiting for something. And we sat there for like 10 minutes and then some girl came.
Wasn't waiting. I knew there's not anything.
Why didn't you tell us?
I'm waiting for you guys to go.
We were like, Phil, is there something? And you're like, the Avengers. And we're like, okay, so there has to be something.
That's a joke. Why would the Avengers be in Batman?
No, but like, you know, you're just joking or something.
But
so
there is something. That's what we thought.
Okay.
Because you weren't getting... We were asking you, just like... Okay, he's not getting up, so I guess we're just going to sit here and wait.
Yeah. But yeah, but the people actually come in. Everybody, there's nothing at the end. You can leave now.
People got mad.
Why would you say that?
It's because they wanted to clean the IMAX thing for all the other people.
Oh yeah, was it worth it to see it in IMAX?
Kinda. I mean,
no.
Okay.
to see that first scene.
This is what I thought. This is what I thought. I thought it'd be like kind of better quality and stuff. The audio quality is better because they have all the speakers.
Yeah, but they told us.
They sure told us
several times.
And here.
If you like that, you'll like this.
1 ton. Something.
Another fact. It's Canadian. Dun, 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 dun.
Me and Jude were saying that the Batman movie should have been in lasers.
Yeah, that's what Eric was telling me. He's like, the movie's going to look like those vector lines. So that's IMAX. That would have been interesting. Yeah, but I always thought IMAX was better video quality as well. But even when they had the giant screen stuff, it looked the same. Yeah, just more.
Pretty much.
So... If you have the opportunity to see an IMAX, go see it, because some of the scenes are cool like that.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I didn't really notice it till a while in.
Most of the time, I noticed that it was all like, unless it was like...
Yeah.
It was only like, four or five scenes or something?
They said, this is what I heard, 4 scenes. Eric says it was 30 minutes total. Then I read after 4 scenes and select scenes from the director here and there that he thought would be interesting. Because I don't know if you noticed, but sometimes when it was just a shot of Batman on a rooftop and they pan across for like 3 seconds, it goes to IMAX and then it switches back after that. Yeah,
I just noticed when it was IMAX.
Yeah, they did that for like 3 seconds a few times and that was it. I guess we were sitting kind of close though to really feel it.
Yeah, my neck started hurting.
Yeah, I think because the IMAX theaters are so small, at least ours is, so when it's that huge... Even when it's the regular size without the IMAX, it's so gigantic because you're so close. So I want to see it again and sit back, and maybe it's different. Maybe I'll see more in Heath Ledger's performance that way, and I'll agree with the Oscar nomination.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe I'm missing some. Maybe I'm hard to please. That's why I don't
see
it.
You're a Harvey fan. You believe in Harvey Dent.
I believe in Harvey Dent.
You like Hellboy. How are you hard to please?
Okay. Oh. Yeah, I like a lot of like movies that they don't like. I'll watch anything except maybe
Sex in the City.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, if I saw that on TV, I'd be interested just because it's there.
Oh.
And I'd start watching it. Like, oh, okay. It's because every time TBS shows a movie, I just watch it. I watched Blade Trinity.
Talk about a bad
movie. This is so engrossing.
We're still on the first thing on our topic list.
Well, Dark Knight's so awesome.
5 minutes in.
Dark Knight is so awesome.
All the other stuff are going to go by 5 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, any last words on Dark Knight?
Awesome.
Really good.
Really good. Best movie of the year. Cinema's over.
Didn't you want to say that it should win another Oscar? for another award
or makeup or something.
Yeah, they should give, if they're gonna give an Oscar for that movie, it should be for the Two-Face.
Oh man, makeup. That's so cool.
Yeah, that was. I'm not sure. Was it actual makeup? Some people are saying it was CGI.
I don't know.
But I know they can do that with real makeup. Even the eye thing, because I've seen that somewhere before, where they just kind of make your face a bit bigger on that side to so they can stick the eye in and make the socket.
Sweet.
So, I don't know. That was cool makeup, though. I like the way they did the half suit.
That yeah, but just... that half suit didn't make sense whatsoever.
Well, like, okay, because this Batman thing is more like real world, they're not going to automatically give him this nicely tailored half suit, one side that looks goofy.
But, like, where did he get the suit?
It's his old suit that burned.
It got burned.
That's why it was burned. It wasn't... At first, there was one shot where it looked like it was, like, golden sequins or
something. That's what I thought it was. That's what I saw.
Because it was... I remember they were panning over him, and it was kind of in the light. But then once they got around, you can tell that it was just burnt.
Oh. See, I just saw, like, gold and something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was... Custom made it?
It was just the burnt suit.
Okay. That makes more sense, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, best scene? Joker in the hospital. That was the best.
Oh, my favorite scene was when the mayor was telling Harvey all the consequences about what he was going to do. You know, when he got all those jail people? And then he was like, you know, if something happens, you're going to have to pay for this in the end. You know, kind of a thing for...
Forget
it.
Yeah.
That was my favorite scene.
What was your favorite scene, Derek?
Ta-da.
Ta-da, Joker making the pencil disappear.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
That was so unexpected. Did you notice that there's barely any blood in that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's barely any action in that movie.
Well, yeah, like, with all the kind of action they have, things exploding here and there, the only blood I remember was after he got bit by the dogs.
Yeah.
And that's it. And showing that gross stitching his arm back up. Ah.
Well, there, that was all the blood they needed.
Yeah. Oh, and maybe, like, 2 blood spots on Harvey Dent's pillow. His face isn't even bleeding, and it's wide open.
Oh, well.
Spoilers.
All right, let's end this. Let's end this with top 3 movies of the year. In order.
Like, of, like, 2008? Or
2008. Oh. Of the year.
Well, because, like, you know, Oscar years.
Well, I mean, Oscar is always in, like, March.
Yeah, so...
Okay, so... Oscar year. So far, Oscar year.
What? I'm not following.
Top 3 movies you saw this year.
From March 2007 to March 2008.
Oh, okay. No, 2008, because the Oscars already passed.
Can you remember what we saw early in the year? Did we see anything?
For me.
That's not...
Okay, I'll say mine. Batman, Wally, Iron Man.
Wally, Batman, Iron Man.
Chris, Hellboy,
yeah!
Wanted, disaster movie, trailer.
Harry Potter trailer.
I'd say Batman, War Inc., and Wally.
War Inc.?
The one with John Cusack and Holy Dog.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
that looks pretty
cool.
What's next?
Next, releases, soundtrack tomorrow. Yeah, this is kind of a good... segue, because we saw Indiana Jones this year as well, which was a good movie. Go see that.
For what it's worth.
It was okay.
It was okay. For Indiana Jones, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
For Spielberg, it's okay.
Yeah.
Spielberg's kind of going downhill a little bit.
For Lucas, it's...
For Lucas,
it's good. It's for about more average. Money for Star Wars.
A little better than Star Wars.
For Harrison?
Yeah, anything's good for Harrison at this point.
He hasn't, like, done anything.
Okay,
get off my plane.
After he did that movie with Josh Hartnett, there's, like, you know,
yeah.
career over,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
I mean, you go from The Fugitive and whatever else came after The Fugitive.
Get off my plane.
Yeah, get off my plane.
Okay, soundtrack to My Life. So that came out. If you haven't seen it yet, you can watch it in glorious HD on Vimeo or from the site. And,
So how did that idea come about?
I think I put it on the site. But after we saw, or like around the time we saw Indiana Jones, we walked through a door and just like, every time we drive around, there's okay, we're backing out. That's a good theme song, and it makes everything sound epic. Seen ever.
I thought it started with the Iron Man stuff.
Iron Man.
because we always sag Iron Man after we talk about Iron Man.
I don't know. And I guess we do a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every theme song.
Except Batman, because it's too hard. You don't know which theme song.
Yeah.
So are you more comfortable working with HD and lights and stuff now, or what?
Yeah,
is this compressing easier now?
Compressing? No. It takes, like, I did a WMV version, and that took 4 hours to export. So no more WMV versions, Windows Media. QuickTime took half as long, but that's still a long time for a 7.5 minute movie. But it looks good. That's the main thing. It looks good. And it sounds good. And we actually only used one light for that movie.
Fortunately,
yeah. We just moved around. We used a lot of natural light. We bounced light off the
walls. We used the boom.
And outdoor stuff.
We used the boom, yeah.
For the first time?
No, we've used it. We used it for HD.
Oh, right.
But this is the first time we used it in a bigger setting, like outdoors, and we brought it around everywhere.
In the van.
Yeah. Boom in the shot.
Shadow of the boom.
I didn't catch that.
I laughed so much when I saw that. Yeah. I stopped listening to Derek. It was just like, it's floating.
Because I'm so paranoid about having it in. And we always have boom in the shot, and then boom, shadow in the shot.
It's a good thing you're like, oh, Chris, we have to go refilm again. No!
Derek, how did you feel about your role, having to do all that stuff?
It was fun, but it started hurting after a while.
You know what I was thinking? I think this is Phil getting payback for Power Rangers because he didn't like the ending. So it's okay, Derek, now you're going to have to pay for that. So I'm going to make you roll around. I also had to
do with eating things with Derek.
Yeah, okay, I guess we'll talk about that a little bit now. We just did another eating things with Derek. There's two parts to it. If you remember what it is, it's basically Derek eating something gross in a gross way. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And so we just did another one like 2 days ago.
It's disgusting. For me, especially.
I feel like throwing up sometimes when I watch it. Soundtrack to my life. Chris, any thoughts? Anything to say?
What I thought was, like, the concept was really good, but then what made the movie, like, really good was just the way Derek acted was, like, bizarre. Then, like all the crazy stuff that he did didn't really matter. I just wanted to see more crazy Derek.
I like your reactions to stuff, though.
Yeah. Was that the best shot you got of me not laughing when the washroom part? I gotta go to the washroom.
Yeah.
Was it really? Because all the time we just kept laughing.
That part when Derek was leaving, because the way he walked, I did that because I told him, you're casting a shadow with the light, so bend down a little bit so you walk underneath the light. So he walked like that, and it was funny. And we said, that kind of looks like you need to go to the washroom so badly, so keep doing that. But then we couldn't get a good shot because we kept laughing at it. I think I have like a 5-minute clip of us just like, I gotta go to the bathroom. I gotta go to the bathroom. So that took a long time to do, and so it was hard to find a good one.
That was the best one, because even then I was still laughing.
I know. You can tell. Watch Chris. He's trying to hold it back. Like, I gotta go to the bathroom. Okay. There's another one where you're kind of laughing too. It's like a close-up on Derek when you guys have the books.
Yeah.
And he's talking, and he's like, I was just so excited to see Indiana Jones. If you look on the left side, Chris's arm is like bouncing up and down like he's laughing. A lot of little things like that. Yeah, so that was fun to film. We had to kick my family out, like, all over the place. Oh, yeah. They were unexpectedly home. Everybody was home. So we had to kick them out every time we went. Actually, we had to, like, send them onto a different floor of the house because they were making noise.
At least it wasn't as bad as Intervention.
Oh, yeah.
Can you not take a shower, please? That was bad.
Just 20 minutes.
Hold on. The shower started and everything. We're like, can you not take a shower now?
Because we were so close to finishing. We had, like, one shot to do. All right, let's move on. Let's move on. Soundtrack to My Life is done.
It's good. First release in a long time.
So yeah. More stuff coming soon. Upcoming, We Can Fly, we talked about that. We got the Steadicam, actually. And I'm just waiting for one more piece of equipment, then we can do that. And Hobo documentary, again, we talked about that. That might be coming up this summer. Who knows? And the equipment.
Summer's almost over.
Yeah. Well, because what I want to do, I want to focus on the variety show.
Oh.
And try to get that
August first release.
Yeah, maybe. If we film enough.
September.
I'd say we're kind of like halfway done now. So.
But do you even know all the stuff that you want for the variety show?
Yeah.
Really?
I kind of wrote out even like the order I want everything in.
Oh.
So it could change, but so far it's a good order. I say. Oh, and we came up with a name. You want to tell the name?
Okay.
Finally came up with a name for a variety show.
I thought it was just a variety show.
No.
For a long time.
Yeah, because it seemed like that. We forgot about it. We were filming a host segment for it, and we needed to say the name of the show. And we just came up with a name that day because we forgot about it. But we came up with the name. It's called...
Tin.
The Tin Can Alley.
Yay.
That's the name. Chris doesn't approve.
Almost sounds like the Tim Allen Show. Tim Allen Show. Tim Can Allen Show.
Tim Can Allen Show. Okay, let's change
it. Well, we have to get Tim Allen now.
Okay.
Just with the toys. Yeah.
So, where'd
that name come from?
I was just like kind of naming stuff. I wanted to have something with the can in it or whatever.
The Phil and Derek Show. A list of suggestions. The
Phil and Derek variety show.
Because I looked online. I typed in like 1950s variety shows, and it came up with like a list, and all these shows are like the Jack Benny Show, the Donny Osmond Show, the this show, that show.
Yeah.
Even the Nick and Jessica Variety Hour. It always has their names in it. So as a suggestion, I said, okay, if we really can't think of anything, the Phil and Derek Show.
The Can of Nothing Variety Show.
What are some of the other ones? A Hole in the Wall, the Idea Well.
Idea Well.
Because we have a form, we have a hidden form where me and Derek type in all ideas we have.
Only?
It's a separate one, actually. Oh. But we type in all our ideas that we come up with. We may or may not use them. And because we actually grabbed a lot of stuff from there to use for skits and stuff. I thought, you know, to honor that, we'll call it the Idea Well. But Derek liked Tin Can, whatever. It was called the Tin Can Theater. And we wanted to change theater because we have Trashmation Theater. And there's Mystery Science Theater. And there's Masterpiece Theater. And this theater. Okay.
Right,
green one. Screen. Had fun with that. Filmed a couple days ago. Blah, 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 blah. Other fun summer stuff like melting ice cream, air conditioning, bees, wilting flowers from the humidity, and moldy bread.
Phil got a new air conditioner.
Yay!
Hooray. It's cool.
And a new thermostat.
Ha ha!
Nice.
I see what you did there.
I'm funny like the Joker. Rock Band 2. We don't have it yet.
Oh,
and not for a while.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, what do you think of the set list so far?
It'll be in like, what, December maybe?
Probably.
Yeah. Because Xbox on like September, right?
September.
So
probably November.
They said later that this year, so it's within this year at least, hopefully.
Yeah. Okay, how about E3 in general? Anything pop out?
The only thing everyone's talking about with E3 is Final Fantasy 13 going to 360.
Really?
That's everything that everyone's taking away from
I'm not excited about Final Fantasy at all anymore.
Well, that's because you're not. You only have a Wii.
Well, I can play Crystal Chronicles from the GameCube,
you know,
on it.
It seems like everyone, like every casual person that plays video games really likes 12, but like all the people that like Final Fantasy is like, oh, this is the worst one yet.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, it's so good because it's not like the other ones, but that's why we all don't like it.
What do you think about the Rock Band set list?
Me?
There's a lot more songs that I recognize like right away.
I'm just happy about Chop Suey.
I can't believe they got Modest Mouse. I mean, who knows?
Float
Modest
on.
Mouse?
Float
oh, float on.
On. And Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, that was.
And Linkin Park.
Yeah. Wait, which song is
set? One Step Closer, isn't it?
Everything you say to me.
Oh, yeah.
Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
There's one from Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
This is why Harmonix is better than Neversoft. Because they know how to put on all like the really good songs that everyone will
They have
enjoy.
To have a freeze pop song.
They will. They will.
They better. What
it's
song,
always
though?
Hidden song.
Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett. They need Jimmy
Buffett. Jimmy Buffett pack, come on.
Woo! More Jimmy Buffett.
More Jimmy Buffett packs.
Yeah.
We should play Jimmy Buffett
packs. Yeah, of all the like track packs that we got, I think we're the most surprised by Jimmy Buffett, how much we like
that.
Yeah,
we love it.
Because we like...
You're like, no, let's not get Jimmy Buffett. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
We like funny songs. We like weird stuff.
It's Jimmy Buffett.
That's why... Bands don't shouldn't take themselves seriously. We don't like it.
Yeah, Tokyo Hotel.
Yeah,
but we like that too because it's funny. They take it so seriously,
and we like it because they look funny.
Ah.
Okay, I didn't pay attention to E3. So.
You didn't see the old lady at the Wii press conference?
That was bad too.
What?
Cammy Dunaway. Yeah, this new spokes lady. She's really... like vice president of marketing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like. We at Nintendo are about smiles.
I gotta look for this video now. Wow.
It's pretty bad.
It's long, too.
Okay. Did Reggie do anything?
Yeah.
Yay!
Everyone cares about Reggie.
Yeah. And Shiggy was there, too.
Yay!
He played saxophone on the Wii World.
Ah.
With Wii music. Yeah. And M. Night Shyamalan was there.
Promoting what?
He was playing the Wii trumps.
What? Was he at, like, the Nintendo keynote?
Yeah.
What?
He played drums with Shiki.
Why him?
I don't know. You're gonna have to watch the video and see.
Oh, okay. I really have to see this now. Okay. Next month is the Canon Nothing birth month. Yay. 2008. 8 years Yay. Old. We're gonna do some special stuff.
Especially because it's August.
Yeah. Well, yeah, all month we're gonna do some special stuff. We're gonna have another,
film challenge
48 hour film challenge. We'll pick a day to do that. You'll see on the forums. That'll come up soon.
Another rap song,
maybe. I'd like to do another birth month video. That might be a good tradition to do, to keep on with.
Happy birthday, Canada.
Why don't you like this present?
Yeah, maybe we'll think. I have some other stuff I want to do. I guess people wanted commentary on stuff. We could try some of that.
Commentary. Some interesting
stuff. For what? Our podcast?
Full, full domestic dispute commentary.
And put them all in one.
Watch
file.
The whole.
So it's like one epic movie.
Yeah, as it was originally meant to be. That's something special.
I'm looking forward to that.
Commentary on Can. No, we did Can Smashing.
Probably.
Actually, I was watching a lot of the commentary recently. That's why I decided I wanted to do more.
We have a whole bunch that we didn't even put out, remember?
Yeah.
Like, for the whole 2006 DVD. We got to do, like, all of them.
Maybe the DVD will come out for the birth month.
Nope.
No, it's true. It's not. And we're going to try to podcast in a very special area, place.
Featuring someone very special.
Featuring someone very special, with some special, lots of special guests, lots of... quote special people.
Maybe a mega special person.
Maybe a mega special person. Maybe a powerful special person.
Maybe an A special person. Probably not though.
Yeah, probably not. But we'll be there. Jude might be there.
Derek has to be there.
It'll be in a cool place. lots of fun. You know, our video podcasts are kind of boring to us, but they're fun to you guys.
Supposedly.
All right. Let's plow through. Okay, we kind of rushed along the last stuff, so we're good on time.
Yep.
Can Nothing Recommends Part 5. Oh, you guys aren't prepared. I am.
I know.
I've been thinking about this.
I recommend that, man.
Oh, okay. But that's like a given. That's like if you don't see Batman, that's like not drinking water. You're just, you know, life over.
Some
dying.
People don't like superhero movies.
No, but this is beyond a superhero comic book movie now. This is just art cinema. With, you know, the Joker's face is like the canvas that you paint on. And it's abstract, right?
Okay, what do you recommend? I'll think of something.
I recommend Animorphs. I watched the series. I started reading the books again. Sean Ashmore. It's a good series. And the series is actually really close to the books. So you're not getting any wishy-washy weird adaptation thing. It's really good. Derek.
I recommend Corel Painter 10.
Corel Painter 10!
It's really good.
Because you don't get any wishy-washy lines with Corel.
Brushes, authentic-looking paint. That's pretty cool.
Okay, you gotta paint us a picture now.
Going up here to the
Black! Gotta see your paint!
Does that sound like the most covered song of like the entire world?
I don't know, but when I play it on Guitar Hero 3, it's so annoying because the entire song is down, 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 over and over and over. Ah, ah, ah. All right, can emails. Can we haven't done the song very well recently.
We don't have any instruments.
Can emails. Oh, what do you think of any other rock band instruments?
So pretty.
It's true.
The new guitar. Especially the ones from Madcast. Those ones look really
Yeah, I'm looking towards all the third party ones. Those look cool.
And I even like the guitar case that they showed. That was really pretty.
See, now you don't have to be afraid of carrying your guitar on the bus. Yes,
it's like, oh, you play guitar? No, I just play Rock Band.
But it's the ultimate rock and roll experience.
So it's almost like a...
It's better than actually being on stage with an actual instrument and a real band and a real crowd and a real amp behind you
blasting your ears. Because you get judged on scores, so that's how you know you're doing well.
Phil's done both, so he can compare.
Yeah, I've been on stage once.
Oh, yeah.
That was interesting. I played a lot of songs I hated. I played with some guys who couldn't speak English very well.
Wait, stop the music, wait for me.
Hey, I'm just too fast and furious. All right, should we go on to emails? First, okay, we only got two emails. Thank you to you two people.
Well, how come no one recommended the Paper Tiger movie with the football guys wearing shotguns?
Oh, what? We were watching this movie a couple weeks ago called The Paper Tiger, and it was like these guys playing football in really short shorts. They might as well have been hot pants. It was like... Wow, what's going on? And when they bend over to do the hike, you know, whatever that is in football, they shoot it so it looks gross. I tried to change the channel. These guys were like, go back, hey,
You wanted to watch High School Musical.
Okay, either one is kind of gay. So.
Well, we're getting the more extreme of the gay. Whatever, it was funny.
It was funny. Okay, that's enough of that. Okay, first email comes from Strider.
Hi, Strider.
He says, to Phil, what is your favorite video game of all time?
To Phil?
It's to me, this question to me.
Oh, hey, that's not fair.
Let's ask this to everybody,
It's not about just you, Phil. Yeah. So why are you reading this out? Like, you know me and Derek can't
But
like,
that's just what it says.
You could have just answered it yourself. Like,
this is like the Nazis. I'm just following orders. I'm just reading the page. That's all it is.
That's not a canned email. That says to Phil, not to us.
No, it says, then there's one to Derek.
Oh, but is there none to Chris?
Oh!
Okay, Strider, we're good people, and we're gonna... we're all gonna answer these.
I'm just not gonna answer it.
Favorite video game of all time?
Hands crossed.
I said mine before. It's Chrono Trigger.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Next question.
Oh, am I answering it too?
Yeah, answer.
Hey, Suikoden 2.
Chris. Okay. To Derek.
Oh, I was actually thinking. I see how it is.
His favorite game is Panzer Dragoon.
Move on.
Panzer Dragoon. What? The Dragoon? Enter of the Panzer Dragoon.
What is your least.
Enter of the Legend of the
Dragoon. Did you say Enter the Panzer Dragoon?
Enter of the Legend of the Dragoon. Panzer Dragoon.
And Return of.
Return of the Entered Legend.
Dragoon.
Panzer Dragoon.
Two.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on. What is your least What is your least favorite kind of candy?
Oh.
I don't know.
Black licorice.
Yeah, any kind of like
Mademoiselle
black jube is black licorice.
Yeah.
What was her name? Madame Habib.
Yeah, Madame Habib. Have some candy.
She always had black and licorice.
Oh, gross. And this next one says, why? Why not? That's a little philosophy for you there.
Why?
Thank you for your time. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Mr. Conway Twitty. Woo. Don't know who that is? So here's a line from The Dark Knight. We'll be needing the bet pod, Master Wayne. Bruce, whatever your name is. What do I call you? What do I call you?
Master Bruce.
Master Bruce. Bruce.
Oh, yeah.
Not this time, Alfred.
Oh, Lamborghini.
Here's my Lamborghini.
Michael Caine is awesome. That's his defining role now.
Yeah.
Okay. Next email, Grandpa Joe. Hi, folks. Grandpa Joe. I've got another email for you. So, how are you all? We are good.
Good.
Chris?
Okay.
Okay. Good. Anyway, I've got a few questions for you.
Okay.
One. Okay, could you sing the Coldplay song again? Just kidding! Uh-huh. That's pretty much it. By the way, once again, I am physically in bad shape with my shoulder out of place, which is weird.
That's not good.
Why don't you pop it back
in? Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I'm trying to give it to you.
Got a woman on my mind. The end of the email is, Phil, you nailed that English accent. Nailed has an asterisk beside it. I don't know what you're talking about.
When did I do an English accent last time?
I don't know.
When were talking about your trip?
I don't
to
know.
London.
Okay, here's an English accent for you. We need a vet porn, Master Bruce.
I'm sorry, over.
Lamborghini. Never. Never. Why do we fall? So we can pick ourselves up again.
So
he was also in The Prestige with Christian Bale. That was fun, too. You should come back again, but bring your own handgun, because in England, we don't allow shops to sell guns, not even rent. So, okay, how does anybody get a gun there, then? Black market? Do you have, like, make your gun kits? Make your own gun kits?
All right. Thank you for your emails.
We leave you with our abbreviated version of The Dark Knight. Okay, setting. Clowns on the rooftop in IMAX. Slide down the roof thing.
And then here comes Alfred.
Are you... you could kill me? No, I'll kill a bus driver. Bam, 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 bam. Hey, Master Bruce. You need your bat pawn.
Not this time, Alfred.
You mean to tell me that you're going to blackmail the guy who owns the company you work for?
It's a Lamborghini.
And Lamborghini. Yeah, I think you should visit Mr. Lau in Hong Kong. I didn't know Mr. Wayne wanted to waste my time. In person, under the phone. Oh, just wasting my time.
Accidentally.
Accidentally.
Good one.
Here, you have phone. Sonar? Bat sonar? Yes. You spying people with my sonar? Yes. Sonar. I'm a real bat now.
Hey, if you all press the button on the boat, you can blow up the other boat. And, hey, you see pencil trick? I can make my... disappear. I'm going to enter the room now. Enter Simbo. Kill the Batman.
We should be doing this the Wild Wild West.
You can't kill the Batman.
See, I guess that's Oscar worthy, don't you agree?
That's
your version, yeah.
Oh, I'm the new Heath Ledger back to life!
Okay.